And now I should be joined on the line by Chris Macy from the Irish Stroke Foundation. Is that right, Chris?
The Irish Heart Foundation.
Irish Heart Foundation, sorry, I got that wrong. Now, from yesterday, Monday the 27th, there's an Irish Heart Foundation FAST Awareness Week. And can you just remind people what FAST stands for?
Yeah, it stands for face, arm, speech and time. So face, has a person's face fallen on one side and can they smile? Arms, can they raise both arms and keep them there? Speech, is the person's speech slurred? And crucially, T for time, time to ring an ambulance if you see any single one of these signs.
So that's just something to keep in mind, and it's very important. And as I said before, I suppose time is so important to ring as soon as you can, because a lot of people think once you have a stroke, you know, you're not going to survive. But there is a lot of people surviving strokes when, if, as you say, you call 999 as soon as possible.
Yeah, well, the average stroke destroys 2 million brain cells every minute. So the quicker you get to hospital, the quicker the doctors can help you, and the better chance then you have of surviving your stroke and of making the best possible recovery from it. I suppose in the last few years, because of the FAST campaign and because of an improvement in stroke services around the country, the death rate from stroke in Ireland has actually fallen, and that's pretty amazing given that internationally it's going up very quickly, and our age demographics here mean that really it should actually be going up, but it's going down, and we need to keep it there. We know that the FAST awareness that we've built over the years, we know it's dropping a bit, and so the doctors are there waiting for people who have strokes. They're there to help them, but if people don't get in time, then there's not a lot the doctors can do. There's treatment, clot-busting treatment called thrombolysis, and there's a time window of up to 4.5 hours, you know, whereby that you can get effective treatment. But as I say, you know, your brain cells are being killed off every minute, so the quicker you get there, the better the outcome will be. And now there's a new treatment, which is very exciting and very encouraging, which could even be they reckon it could be 50% even more effective than the clot busting treatment. It's called thrombectomy. It's like a clot retrieval treatment, and again, you've got to get into hospital quickly enough to benefit from it, otherwise all that great technology is not going to help you.
Okay, and it's hard to believe, like, I know you're saying the figures have dropped, but nearly 10,000 people suffer a stroke in Ireland annually. Still quite high, isn't it?
Well, it's the third biggest killer in Ireland, and I suppose people don't always recognise that and appreciate it. And, you know, it's a medical emergency for sure, and I suppose... you know, we've done surveys of people and asked them, you know, what's the first thing they would do if they have a stroke, and only just over half says the first thing they would do is to ring an ambulance, and that's pretty shocking, really. And it shows that, you know, if half the population had a stroke, half the population wouldn't get the best possible outcome for it, because they wouldn't get into hospital quickly enough. And that's why we're raising this awareness, and that's why it's so important. And just to give you one brief example, about 3 or 4 years ago, a man we know in his early 30s, 4 days before his wedding, had a massive stroke. He got into hospital within the hour, got the thrombolysis treatment, and 4 days later he was able to walk down the aisle unaided and get married. The doctors believe that if he didn't get that treatment, he may well have ended up in a nursing home for the rest of his life, possibly unable to walk, possibly unable to talk, and, you know, possibly with you know, very few prospects going forward. And so, that's the difference it can make.
So it does make a big difference, so act quick. And we'd often, I suppose, you know, associate strokes with older people, but not necessarily. Even children can have a stroke.
Absolutely. Stroke can strike at any age, Now, obviously, mostly it's older people. Over two-thirds of strokes happen to people over the age of 65. But children can have strokes. It's often for different reasons than other people would. It might be underlying heart or medical conditions. And it's an area that, doctors and the public generally aren't aware of. So, as much as possibly as we could be. So it's an area of importance. Also, there's evidence emerging that strokes in people, especially men in their middle ages, are increasing. There was a UK study last month that showed that over the last 15 years there's been a 46% increase in middle-aged men having strokes, and that's associated with weight gain and, people being overweight and that sort of thing.
So is there anything we can do to prevent having a stroke? Is it just mainly
the doctors say that about half of strokes can be prevented. Now, some can't, and, they relate to age, and they relate to things like family history. But there are, there's the usual health messages. Don't smoke. Smoking is reckoned to be a major factor in about a quarter of strokes. Have a healthy weight, eat well, eat healthily, drink in moderation, get regular exercise. They're really important. And then know your blood pressure. Blood pressure is the biggest single risk factor for stroke.
Is it really?
So know your blood pressure, and if you've high blood pressure, get it treated, and make sure that that the doctors are telling you what you should be doing. And then there's another one called atrial fibrillation, which is the most common form of irregular heartbeat. And again, that's a sort of a silent one. Often people wouldn't know. Often it comes with no symptoms, so often people wouldn't know they've got it until possibly they have a stroke or a mini stroke. And so it's important. A simple pulse test taken regularly can tell you if you have it or not. So it's something we tell people, that they should talk to their health professionals about. If they're in with the GP, they might mention it to them. But just get regular pulse checks. It's very important.
And is there any
when you're over sort of 50, 55, that sort of age.
Okay. Is there any other, echo or scans, people can take to kind of, I detect if there is anything blocking or
I don't think so. I think what what you need to do is just look after yourself, obviously, first of all, but as well that just your doctor, your GP will look after that side of things for you. But certainly areas such as blood pressure are very important.
That's one of the highest. Okay, so look really after your blood pressure and your diet as well. But the most important thing is to would you notice yourself, or is it a family member, if you notice like the face, arm, speech and time? Is there any other signs before this comes on? Is there any other symptoms that you would you be feeling kind of sick that day? Have you ever heard like before?
Well, there are other symptoms. I suppose the importance of the face, arm, and speech is that, in those cases it's very likely to be a stroke. Whereas, dizziness, blurred eyesight, that sort of thing, they can be symptoms of it as well. But obviously, dizziness can be a cause of, or can be caused by many things, so it wouldn't necessarily be associated with stroke as strongly as the other symptoms. But, they can be symptoms, all right. But, it's quite a complex area, and I suppose what the medical professionals say is that for those three, face, arm and speech, that they're the ones that are the real danger signs, or the most common danger signs.
Okay, and if you notice that in a family member or yourself, just ring 999 immediately. Would your GP be equipped to deal with someone who is having a stroke? Do they have the medication that you need to take?
No, you have to, the only thing to do is to ring 999, get an ambulance, get into hospital. As all the stroke doctors I know have said, if it's not a stroke, people, you know, they'll be very happy to tell the person that it's not. But if, you know, if you see any one of those signs, face, arms and speech being slurred, get into hospital straight away. It's not enough to go to your GP. That's wasting valuable time and and could affect the outcome.
And I'm sure if you go in with this, you're seen to straight away and not left sitting in an accident and emergency, because if they know, they think it's a stroke, you'll be seen to quick enough.
Well, there's protocols now where ambulance personnel, you know, are trained to, in recognising strokes, and you know, there can be complex. It can be a complex enough area, and you know, once there's a risk that it's a stroke, then there are, I think it's 25 hospitals around the country with a stroke unit. In North Dublin, there's some excellent. North Dublin is served particularly well in terms of stroke, and so you know, in hospitals such as the Mater, Beaumont, and so you know, the there's a sort of a protocol that swings into action.
Once they think it's a stroke.
And the door to needle time is something that these hospitals are very aware of, and they're always trying to get it down, because the quicker they treat someone, the better the outcome will be.
And don't be afraid that you're wasting anyone's time if you feel like you have one.
Absolutely, and that's an issue, you know, and particularly we know that in Ireland, particularly, you know, older people especially might feel that, you know, they don't want to inconvenience anyone, they don't want to put anyone out, and, you know, you know, a number of people in our survey said they'd, if they thought they were having a stroke, they'd have a cup of tea and hope it went away, and that's just not the right thing to do. The right thing to do is to get into hospital, let the experts take control, and you can be, you know, saving yourself. You can literally be saving your own life by doing that.
Okay, so as we mentioned, from yesterday, the 27th of July till the 2nd of August, the Irish Heart Foundation are urging the nation to know how to act. Do you pronounce it as FAST or F-A-S-T?
Well, we just say act fast.
Act fast.
And, you know, again, we know that there's a very high proportion of people who recognise those signs now because of, you know, our TV ads and other promotions. But it's the T. Remember the T. Time to call 999 if you see any single one of these signs.
Okay, Chris, just before I let you go, can you just read out the signs one more time?
Yeah. Face, has the person's face fallen on one side and can they smile? Arms, can they raise both arms and keep them there? Speech, is their speech slurred? And time to call 999 if you see any single one of these signs.
Great. Listen, thanks, Chris. You're the head of advocacy in the Irish Heart Foundation, for speaking to us here this morning on Lifeline.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.